You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran, who, by the way, last week spent a full hour with us for the Friday financial update. Brian, so much appreciate the time you took to do that. And of course, our listeners can find the complete conversation at abqconnect.online, as well as the content that you covered during last week's visit, available on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. But thanks really for some in-depth information. We're able to do that once a month, and each week spend a short time covering various other topics like we will today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm always happy to jump in with you, Steve. And I look forward to these calls each week.
So here we are, the Labor Day in the rearview mirror, as is what most would call summer. I mean, on the calendar, obviously it ends, later this month. But June, July, August, traditionally folks think of, there's my summer in the rearview mirror, Brian. And from a financial standpoint, what does the review of the summer look like?
Well, yeah, August in particular was full of shifts in the world of economics. And a great example, August was a great example of just really seeing how things play out and versus expectations. And when I talk about expectations in this case, I'm specifically referring to all the doom and gloom expectations we heard back in around April when tariffs were first announced and the markets really started to price in the likelihood of a recession. And you saw a lot of economists and certainly a lot of politicians coming out saying, the world's coming to an end. We're going to have a recession. Instead, August was full of data that sort of supported that the economy is doing okay. And we're moving forward with a stronger economy than certainly was expected. And one of the shifts that happened, Steve, also is that stock and bond markets moved pretty substantially in August. We saw stocks were up for the month. The bond market went up, meaning that interest rates went down. So that means lower costs on mortgages and other debt instruments. So it really turned out to be a very positive period for investors and for the general savers and the economy as compared to the doom and gloom.
So looking back, Brian, it looks good, as you mentioned. Any reason for optimism as we look to the fall and further on? Are the doomsdayers that were around in April, are they clinging to what they said then, saying it just hasn't happened yet? Or what should we consider?
I think you're spot on with that attitude of maybe it's just not yet when it comes to the doom and gloom. As always, you have sort of two narratives in the market. The positive narrative would be that the recent tax reform is stimulative. It's a good thing for the economy. And also the Federal Reserve is likely to cut rates here in September, which is seen as a stimulus to the economy. So you have both the federal government and the Federal Reserve taking a growth-oriented approach to the economy. So on the positive side, you would say those things are good. On the negative side, what folks would say is that the real cost of the tariffs that have been implemented, which aren't as bad as what we expected several months ago, but they're still there, that those costs have not been passed along to consumers yet. So we don't really know the impact of this government policy of raising revenues and guiding trade through tariffs. So time will tell there. But right now, the picture is overall positive. And if you have a 401k or you have stock investments, you're seeing that in terms of positive stock market performance. I would note that September is usually about the worst month of the year historically in stock market performance. Not that we'll see a big crash by any means, but the average return in September is slightly negative. So maybe this will be a month where we take a little pause and the markets slow down a bit. But I think if you look at the next 3 to 6 months, there sure are a lot of tailwinds pushing this economy forward.
So how should, what course should the typical investor take?
Yeah, as always, we always preach that time in the market is more valuable than timing the market. So it's not about oh, I'm going to be out in September because usually it's bad, or I'm waiting for tariffs to really come into effect and drive the market lower. So as an investor, I think, you know, just feeling less fearful, maybe feeling some optimism is okay, but then continuing to stay the course with whatever hopefully diversified portfolio you have in your investments, whatever strong financial plan you've built in terms of how much you're saving, spending, and giving. And then continuing to educate yourself, as we've talked about here on our interviews, on the effect of this new tax reform, which could change some of your financial behaviors in terms of how you give and what tax benefits you might receive from your giving and your saving. And if you want to learn more on that, we've got some great videos and articles on our insights page about the impact of the recent tax reform. So I think all of that together is just continuing on a strong plan, always being intentional in your stewardship, and maybe pushing away some of the doom and gloom language that has once again proven not to be fruitful.
Yeah, the content that we covered not only this last Friday when we spent a full hour looking at life insurance, but previous to that, comprehensively looking at the Great Big Beautiful Bill, again, you'll find the information we covered during that time, not only on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. We encourage you to go there, and it's searchable for other topics that may be important to you. You can also find Brian's and my conversations archived at abqconnect.online. And looking forward, Brian, on the Insights tab, anything on the landscape we might be watching for?
Yeah, actually, this week we recorded our most recent webinar that will get edited and pushed. So when we do webinars, we always invite experts on certain topics to come in and share their knowledge and wisdom. In this case, we did an interview on the topic of Medicare and Medicare supplement insurance and how to navigate that transition from maybe private healthcare or being on the healthcare exchange to becoming a Medicare recipient at age 65. So that'll be really helpful content for a lot of folks. There's always a lot of confusion around that. So we're very excited to have about a 45-minute long video just on that one topic so you can educate yourself and be ready to act.
All right. Well, Brian, appreciate your time and look forward to next Friday on our next Friday Financial Update.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve.
All right. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. So